are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name's Ben Kaspic, and on this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, we have another signing to talk about. The Giants have signed right-handed pitcher Anthony DeSclafani to a one-year, $6 million deal with $250,000 in performance bonuses. So DeSclafani, formerly of the Cincinnati Reds and Miami Marlins, is a starting pitcher with excellent stuff, mixed results in his career. He kind of follows right in line with that kind of Giants buy low starting pitcher signing. So we'll talk all about this. Comments from Farhan Zaidi, talking about what else the plan is for the offseason. So all of that coming up next. But first, a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and FanGraphs as a RotoGraphs contributor. I started a Giants podcast called CoveCast in 2015 and then began hosting this show prior to the 2019 season. So Anthony DeSclafani is a San Francisco Giant. He's somebody we talked about when we went through the MLB Trade Rumors top 50 free agents list. We went through every single starting pitcher, every single position player on that list. And DeSclafani, for me, I admitted at the time, I hadn't seen a lot of him from his time with the Reds. Somehow, whenever he was on the mound, I guess I didn't notice that he was the guy who was pitching. But now after, you know, digging deeper into the numbers, as I of course did after he signed with the Giants yesterday, there's definitely some intrigue here, and there's definitely some comparisons to Kevin Gausman when the Giants signed him, by the way, coming over from the Cincinnati Reds. He hadn't spent nearly as long there as DeSclafani did, but bad results in 2020 in just 9 games, 33 innings. DeSclafani had a 7.22 ERA and a 6.10 FIP. And so you look at that and you're like, what the heck are the Giants doing? But I'm going to just remind you, this has been a theme. This is like the same exact thing we saw with Kevin Gausman, same exact thing we saw with Drew Smyly. They did not have good years when the Giants signed them the following offseason. But if you look back at a larger sample, and really for DeSclafani, you only have to go back to 2019, when he was really one of the better pitchers in the game. DeSclafani had a 3.89 ERA in 166 and two-thirds innings in 2019, with a career-high 24% strikeout rate. And if you dig even deeper on DeSclafani or just simply watch some video, it becomes evident right away that this is a guy who has really good stuff. He's got a mid-90s fastball. He can throw it straight. He can also throw it with explosive arm side movement. And probably his best pitch is a high 80s slider, but I've also seen him throw a low 90s cutter. So he can do a lot of things with the ball. I have not yet mentioned he also has a curve and a changeup. So, you know, it's going to be a question about which pitches do the Giants want him to throw. The slider, by results, seemingly has been his best pitch. And so, again, it reminds me of Gausman in some ways because he's got the good fastball with lots of velocity behind it and then a really good wipeout secondary pitch. The difference, arguably, is that DeSclafani has not had such good results on his fastball despite it being a mid-90s offering. But the point is the Giants see characteristics that they like here with DeSclafani, and Farhan Zaidi also said DeSclafani wanted to be a San Francisco Giant. So it makes a lot of sense. I said on Twitter, and I'll say it here, I think what we're seeing here is a good combination of floor and ceiling. What that means is that at worst, I think DeSclafani is going to just give you innings and be able to provide, you know, league average production. And that's kind of a worst case scenario. I guess the real worst case scenario is what we saw last year from him. But just looking at the career track record, he's been roughly league average in his career. But that doesn't tell you the whole story. That was kind of the same thing with Kevin Gausman. But as we can see with the stuff of Gausman, and then actually the results too, but he's always had that stuff. But finally, we saw the results for him last year. But Di Scalfani is the same in that he's going to give you good stuff. And so you're always going to believe that he should be able to be better than league average. And that's basically exactly what Farhan Zaidi said yesterday talking to reporters. So yeah, the floor, I think, is there. He's been consistent. He's been mostly healthy. He did miss all of 2017. He did have an upper back strain this year, but in 2015, 16, 18, and 19, he went at least 115 innings. So he's going to give you some innings. He's going to give you that floor. And I think the stuff, and then even what we saw as recently as 2019, represents some of the upside that he has. So I don't want to oversell him. I do think he's more of a mid-rotation starter, arguably a back-end starter on a really strong pitching staff, but he's a major league starter, certainly. He's got upside, he's got stuff, and so he certainly slots into the Giants' rotation. To me right now, probably ahead of Johnny Cueto. Just, you know, Cueto has the name, but did not have good results in 2020 and really hasn't had good results for a long time. So you've got Gausman, Di Scalfani, Cueto, Webb, ? So the Giants are not done. Zaidi said as much. Let's just get into some of the quotes. Zaidi said, as much as anything, he was really enthusiastic about the opportunity to become a Giant. We are certainly looking for players in free agency who are really eager to join what we're trying to build here. So it wound up being a great fit. He's got really good stuff, good velocity on his fastball, a lot of characteristics that we look for. Obviously, he didn't have the best season in 2020, but in 2019, he had a really nice year. That would be a great outcome for us if he can get back to that level from as recently as 2019, and we think there's even upside beyond that. So coming up next, more reaction from Farhan Zaidi, and Zaidi also talked about the Giants' plans moving forward, like what else they intend to do this offseason. So that's all coming up next, but first, all right, as promised here in the second half of the show, continued reaction from the Giants signing of Anthony Di Scalfani to a one-year $6 million deal with $250,000 available in performance bonuses, which are based on innings pitched for him. Betting on baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. But getting back to Anthony Di Scalfani and the reaction from Farhan Zaidi, he went on to say, quote, I don't think a lot of this is rocket science. First of all, he's a guy with pedigree. He was a sixth round pick out of college and was a really well-regarded prospect. He had a couple of injuries, but also had a couple of really nice seasons with the Reds. That's a known tough ballpark, especially for right-handed pitchers, with some of the ballpark dimensions and how the ball flies there, especially for a fly ball pitcher like Anthony. He went on to say, our pitching group, Andrew Bailey, Brian Bannister, that entire group, I think has looked really carefully at him, and I think they're excited to work with Anthony on some of the adjustments we think he can make. So yeah, that was another point, is that Di Scalfani has pitched for the Cincinnati Reds, and there's a reason that ballpark is known as the Great American Small Park. It's a really great place to hit, a lot of balls flying out to that short porch in right field. So a fly ball pitcher like Anthony Di Scalfani moving from that environment to Oracle Park should make an impact. It's not a perfect science to do this, but if you look at Di Scalfani's numbers when he was with the Reds at home versus on the road, he was much better on the road and was much better at limiting home runs on the road. So Giants should automatically get better results just by moving his environment. But again, this is not someone who's probably going to come in and win the National League Cy Young Award, but is he someone who can be a solid middle of the rotation starter? Yes, I think he could be. Is he an upgrade to the Giants' rotation? Yes, I think he is, because their rotation was basically decimated. They don't really have a full rotation at this point, and that's still the case. So I want to talk about, what did Farhan Zaidi say the plan is for the rest of the offseason, looking ahead? And regarding starting pitching, which, as I'm saying, is still a total work in progress if you look at the projected rotation. Like, I'm putting Beedy in there, but he may not even be healthy to start the year. So if you look at that fifth spot right now, they don't even have anybody. So to say they're looking for an upgrade isn't even really accurate. It's like they're looking for somebody to be in that rotation, and one pitcher is probably not even enough. But Zaidi said, quote, "We're going to continue to look at starting pitching. It could come in the form of maybe a versatile swingman who could go back and forth, but I actually think that we have room to add another guy who we could rely on every fifth day." Zaidi was asked whether the Giants would be looking for a left-handed starter next, because they do have four right-handed pitchers, five if you count Tyler Beedy, projected in that starting rotation. So no left-handed starters in a division and a league, certainly, where there's a lot of left-handed hitters. You face the Dodgers, you're going to face a lot of lefties. Bellinger, Seager, Muncy. So to not have any lefties could be an issue, but Zaidi did say they're not going to like close the books on right-handed pitchers. They're mostly going to see who's the best available talent that they can sign, and they're not going to limit themselves by saying it has to be a lefty. I think that's the right call. You don't want to just force the issue like that. Although I do think they would be wise to at least add one left-handed starting pitcher. And the fact is, as this offseason rolls on, in January, February, even March, the Giants become pretty active around that time, extending minor league deals with invitations to spring training. And they've had success with that. So we just need to be patient. This has been a really slow offseason, not just for the Giants. They've actually been among the most active teams, and they've committed among the most money of any team at this point. So the sport is in a really slow offseason. It's been a continuing theme for like 5 years here. And this year, with the, you know, crazy 2020 season, it's no surprise that it may be even slower than normal. So additionally, Zaidi talked in this little meeting with the press about the fact that the Giants may still look for a veteran catcher to pair with Buster Posey. He said that Chadwick Tromp is certainly a strong candidate to fill that role. And he said, "We think he'll benefit from this experience and be better next year, but we're talking about a number of different ways to improve the roster and our depth, and adding another catcher is certainly a possibility." He also said there's untapped potential in Tromp's bat. Now, I think the most interesting thing, aside from the fact that he's pretty clear their intent on adding another starter, he talked about adding a left-handed bat, and they've been clear about that all winter, although he offered to me some new insight about that search. He said, "I don't think we view the need for a lefty bat as either an infielder or an outfielder. Could fit either way." So that's interesting. It gives themselves more flexibility. We had speculated that it was probably going to need to be an infielder who could platoon with Evan Longoria, but it's possible they might see Jason Vossler as someone who could do that if they then add a lefty in the outfield as well. And if they add a lefty infielder, that probably moves Vossler into more of a secondary option, which is probably the best fit. I think it's a stronger fit in the infield, but they're not closing themselves off from adding that lefty bat to the outfield. But I think one way or another, they're going to add somebody. It's just a question of who it will be. We've talked about D.D. Gregorius, Tommy La Stella, Jock Peterson, Kyle Schwarber, Eddie Rosario. There are a lot of left-handed bats out there. I think La Stella may be the best fit of them all, but I've been certainly wrong before, and only time will tell who they end up acquiring here, whether it's a big name, whether it's more of a mid-tier. I don't think we're going to see, there's no real standout, like, star lefty available. We're talking D.D. Gregorius, Tommy La Stella as kind of the top of the market. Of course, there's Kyle Schwarber, Eddie Rosario. Those guys have some name recognition, but they're kind of one-dimensional players, and probably won't command the type of contract that some people may expect. So we'll see. That was the update for today. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to continue looking at the Zips projections. We're going to look at starting pitchers or just pitchers in general. We'll get to Anthony DeSclafani in addition to guys like Kevin Gausman and Johnny Cueto. So be sure to come back for that. Please hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. If you like this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review in the Apple Podcast Store. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you next time.